What is up, everyone? Well, first of all, welcome to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And first of all, guys, it's been a while since I've been talking to you guys. I apologize, but I really couldn't find anything to talk about. So, yeah. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten about you guys. But hey, I'm here now. And guys, tomorrow we are going to be continuing week one of the 2023 NFL season. But guys, let's talk about the Lions against the Chiefs. The Detroit Lions did the unthinkable. They did something that no one expected. You know, obviously we all were wondering we were all very curious on what this new look Lions team was gonna look like going into the season. Dan Campbell, who it's very obvious to say that everyone in that locker room for the Lions believes in that guy. I think I said this on my podcast before. A lot of people, when I look at the Lions, they're very, this team reminds me of the Giants, a team that struggled for a long time. And bringing in a guy in Dan Campbell, who I would say really changed the culture of this Lions team. I mean, everyone was waiting for the Lions to screw it up when they had a chance to lead it, and obviously in that kind of game, you'd expect the Lions to lose, but they didn't. And I think that just shows how better coached they are, and I don't care if you have the best quarterback in the NFL. You could give me Patrick Mahomes, you could give me Tom Brady, you could give me Aaron Rodgers, but none of those quarterbacks would ever be good without a really good head coach. Coaching always comes first. I don't care what anyone says. Coaching always comes first when it comes to being a great player or being a great team. Coaching always matters, and I feel like Dan Campbell has changed the culture of this Lions team, and it's very obvious to say that this is a Lions team that's very well coached, and they believe in Dan Campbell, and they showed it. The defense looked amazing. And look, I don't want to hear, oh, Justin, the Lions only won because Travis Kelce and Chris Jones are out. No. There was a man named Patrick Mahomes that was still in. And last time I checked, Patrick Mahomes can get anything done. He got it, we all saw what Patrick Mahomes did last season without Tyreek Hill. And Patrick Mahomes almost won that game without two of the best players on that Chiefs roster. So I don't want to hear it. That road win over the Lions, that's a huge win. Especially going on the road on prime time. It's not easy to play on the road in Kansas City. It's Arrowhead Stadium. Is one of the loudest stadiums in the entire league, and getting a road win over that hostile and in that kind of environment, that's a big win. especially against the Super Bowl defending champs. Lions fans, you got the Detroit Lions and the Lions fans. Even though you guys beat my Giants last year, you guys got my respect. You guys went through too much. You guys have been in the Dark Ages long enough. You guys deserve to come out of that cave and, you know, join the top guys. You know, you guys deserve it. I'm happy for you guys. Obviously, if some of you Lions fans do watch my podcast, I did pick you guys to win. So maybe you guys can give us Giants fans some love back by picking us to win tomorrow night against the Cowboys. I'm just saying. But seriously, congratulations to you guys. Big win, and I wish you guys nothing but the best for the rest of this season. But guys, tomorrow week one, the rest of week one will be continuing. There's gonna be a lot of fun games happening. Especially when my New York Giants face the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow night at 8:00 p.m. Oh God. Daniel Jones is gonna be facing Dak Prescott. I'm excited to see. Finally, for the first time in a long time, Daniel Jones, he's going to get something that he's never gotten ever since he played for this franchise. And what that is having an elite coaching staff, playing with real talent, and just showing what this guy can do. I'm just excited. You guys have heard me say this, you know, a lot of times. I believe in this guy because I've seen flashes of him. I think the one game that shows it all was the game against the Saints. You know, when Daniel Jones had over 400 yards passing. I may have to look at the stats from that game, but Daniel Jones, he balled out. And winning that game against the Saints, who were really good. Obviously, the Saints have one of the best defenses in the NFC. And the Saints, they still do have one of the best defenses. You know, so that was a huge win. And I just feel like, just seeing what Daniel Jones did in that game with a bad coaching staff, with trash around him, he got the job done. And now I look at him now with a really good coaching staff, with real talent. You know, Daniel Jones is going to ball out. You know, I believe the Giants will win this game. And I understand the Cowboys have a great defense. I understand their secondary is stacked, but Mike Kafka is still our offensive coordinator. Mike Kafka is going to dial up some interesting play calls. Mike Kafka is a very creative play call. You guys heard me compare Mike Kafka. You guys heard me talk about Mike Kafka, how I kind of look at Mike Kafka like another Kyle Shanahan. He's very creative. You know, you never know what you're going to get from Mike Kafka. And now that you got Saquon Barkley, and now that you brought Saquon Barkley back, you get Darren Waller in, this offense is going to be very interesting to watch. You know, I'm excited. It's going to be a good game. The Cowboys are a very talented team, you know, but obviously the question has been about Dak Prescott, who isn't a big year for Dak. There's a lot of pressure on Dak Prescott. Dak has to show up, you know, and I'm a big fan of Dak Prescott. I respect him, you know, and even though I'm a Giants fan, it might be hard for some Giants fans to accept that, but I like Dak Prescott, but I hate the Dallas Cowboys. I was the one that said that I didn't want, I said this when I heard that Dak's rookie year ended. I said, I didn't want Dak to sign with the Cowboys because I believe this guy is talented enough to take a team to a Super Bowl. And just seeing him now with one of the best rosters in Dallas Cowboys history, I was ticked off. But at the end of the day, Dak Prescott, he plays for the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm gonna be rooting for my Giants, you know. But I do hope Dak Prescott succeeds. But I just hope it's not the Cowboys, you know. But yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. Dak Prescott's record against the Giants. He's 10-2 against the Giants. The last time we beat Dak Prescott was in his rookie year. Ever since then, Dak has owned us, and we gotta end that reign tomorrow night, and I feel like we will. The game's gonna be. I heard tomorrow night it's gonna be a Giants fan. Every Giants fan's gonna be wearing blue. It's gonna be a blue out. I heard rumors that it's gonna be a blue out stadium for tomorrow night for the Giants game. I have my Daniel Jones jersey on. It's not blue. It's white. But hey, I don't care. At least I'm showing some support, you know. But yeah, I'm excited. The Cowboys are favored to win by 3.5 points. Let's hope that's not the case. But yeah, guys. Anyways, I came on here because I want to talk about this game tomorrow night. The Giants are going to be facing the Cowboys. And the reason why I'm mentioning this game is because I'm going to be... Okay, I got another list. I got another list that I want to share with you guys. My list for today is going to be including my three underrated players on the New York Giants who could play a huge role in week one. Let's get right into it. Everyone knows. Well, first of all, look. This is a game people have had circled on their calendars for a while now, and the wait is almost over. Sunday night, stars on both teams will be ready to put on the show. However, let's not forget some of the lesser-known names as well. Everyone knows what to expect from the Giants' biggest stars like Dexter Lawrence and Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones. However, if the Giants want to record an upset against the Cowboys, then these three players will need to do their part as well. Let's get right into it. Starting with number one, I got tight end Daniel Bellinger, and here's why. With the Giants and Joe Shane acquiring Darren Waller this offseason, many people have forgotten just how huge this move could be for second-year tight end Daniel Bellinger. I was about to say Darren Waller. Here's why. Most of the hype surrounding this move has been between Darren Waller and Daniel Jones. However, people need to know how much this will open things up for Daniel Bellinger, especially in the red zone. They may have played just one possession together, but during this time, Giants fans were already given a glimpse of how Mike Kafka could use Darren Waller and Daniel Bellinger in the red zone. To keep it simple, I mean, the attention Darren Waller will draw from linebackers and safeties will make it much easier for Daniel Bellinger to find space over the middle and in the flats. You know, this is exactly how Daniel Bellinger scored his touchdown against the Panthers last month in the preseason. You know, someone shared a tweet on Twitter how Darren Waller and people were showing videos of the Giants' big red zone touchdown against the Panthers in the preseason this year. where Darren Waller literally distracted, you know, the defenders on the Panthers secondary, and that got Daniel Bellinger was wide open for a touchdown. I mean, I think it's very safe to say that Daniel Bellinger and Darren Waller, this is going to be the best 1-2 punch at tight end, not just in the NFL, but in the NFC conference. You know, I mean, there is no better tight end. I mean, if there was one tight end I would pick that I can see from my, and this is just my own opinion, if I had to pick one tight end from the NFC that is not great but good enough to be up there with the Darren Wallers and the Travis Kelce's, I say I'm gonna say the tight end for the Atlanta Falcons, you know. But other than that, I just don't see a better duo at tight end, you know, than the Giants. You know, look, we've already seen how the Giants can use Daniel Bellinger in creative sets. So I feel like adding Darren Waller is only going to spice things up. The Cowboys have a pretty weak linebacker and safety core, which should make it easy to exploit in double tight end sets. Now the Cowboys defense is already going to struggle guarding Darren Waller, you know, so with all the attention he's bound to get with I fully expect Daniel Bellinger to feast tomorrow night. Look, even outside of week one, the Giants have the chance to establish one of the best 1-2 punches at tight end in the NFL. You know, between Darren Waller's receiving abilities and Daniel Bellinger's blocking and red zone presence, there will likely be no stopping these two. So, I got Darren Waller at number one. At number two, I got edge rusher Azeez Ojulari. Look, if following a preseason in which he played just 18 snaps, there's a real chance that Azeez is ready to enter week one and dominate the competition. Obviously, we all saw the injury report. The Cowboys' offensive line is going to be banged up, and that ain't good for the Cowboys' second and third stringers, because we all saw how dominant the Giants' first string defense was against the Panthers' offensive line. You know, there's a real chance that Azeez could enter this one and dominate the competition that the Cowboys have. You know, now obviously Azeez dealt with injuries for the majority of last season when he was on the field. Look at Azeez was incredible, racking up 14 tackles and 5.5 sacks in just 7 games. If Azeez can stay healthy, there's a real chance that he will emerge as the team's best pass. There's a good chance he will emerge as the Giants' best pure pass rusher. Now, look, he won't be as all-around or consistent as Kayvon Thibodeau or Dexter Lawrence, but when it comes to getting to the quarterback, I doubt many will do it as well as Azeez. You know, I mean, since entering the league, Azeez has shown insane amounts of potential. Hopefully, he can stay healthy. Obviously, Azeez was saying, Azeez was saying something how he needs to meet his potential and become a key contributor to the Giants defense. You know, now look at the Cowboys have some pretty darn good tackles in Tyron Smith and Terrence Steele. You know, so this will make for a great test for Azeez. If he can dominate early on, it will give him a ton of confidence for the remainder of the season. Regardless, I'm incredibly excited about the duo of Azeez Ojulari and Kayvon Thibodeau coming off the edge. I mean, it's hard to consider Azeez underrated these days, but with all the other stars on this defense, I'll put him in this category for now. Let's see how he does tomorrow night. So I got Azeez Ojulari at number two. And last but not least, this is very interesting, but I got wide receiver, and like I understand he's entering his first season as a rookie, you know, and he will struggle, but I got wide receiver Jalin Hyatt. Here's why. Compared to last season, the Giants receiving core is looking much better and more dynamic. This in part thanks to the addition of guys like Jalen Hyatt. You know, I mean, with all the hype, he's not going into this year's draft cycle. A lot of fans were surprised when he fell to the Giants in the third round. You know, obviously, I thought pretty much like all of you guys thought as well. I thought that this kid was going to be a first round pick, you know, and I understand there's a lot of other great receivers. The first round had a lot of great talent at the wide receiver spot in the first round. I mean, you had Quentin Johnston, you had Zay Flowers, you know, you had my guy Jackson Smith and Jigba from Ohio State. But Jalen Hyatt, he should be up there with those guys. Did anyone not see what he did in college? Did anyone not see what he did against Nick Saban in Alabama when this kid caught 5 touchdown passes? I mean, what? So I was very surprised, you know. And now he's with the Giants, so I'm excited, you know. But this kid has the chance to be a real contributor in Week One. And I feel like he is. You know, obviously, you guys heard me say all the things about this kid. How I think this kid is going. I think this kid is going to be another dog in the NFC. You know, I think he's going to be up there. I think he's going to play just as good as the Devontae Smith and Adrian Brown and Terry McLaurin and Curtis Samuel. You know, I can see that in him. You know, if Jalen Hyatt can make a statement in his NFL debut against arguably the Giants' biggest rival, you know, and it's gonna be interesting. The Cowboys have a really good secondary. They got Trayvon Diggs and Stephon Gilmore. That duo for that Cowboys secondary, that could be one of the best in the league. So it's gonna be interesting, you know. But like I said, if Jalen Hyatt can make a statement, he's gonna earn a lot of love and respect from Giants fans. I mean, we've already seen how his deadly speed and route running can be deadly to opposing defenses. We just have to see it in the regular season. Who knows? Obviously, no one knows how many snaps he will get. However, look for him. I expect a lot of Giants fans to look for him to make the most of his opportunities early on. Even if he doesn't catch a deep pass for a touchdown as he did in the preseason. I mean, the threat of Jalen Hyatt will likely open things up big time for the offense. The fear a player with Jalen Hyatt's speed and abilities brings to the field is enough to have. You know, is enough to have opposing teams drop their safeties back deep, opening things up over the middle. It would be nice to see Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka feed Jalen Hyatt early on. If he can catch fire, obviously we very well could see an Odell Beckham-esque emergence from the third rounder. And look at, we've already seen a fair amount of similarities between the two, you know, so cooking the Cowboys early in their careers would just be icing on the cake. So that's all I gotta say about that. Yeah, guys, that's all I got to say about that. And yeah, that's my list. Those are my 3 underrated players on the New York Giants who could play a huge role kicking off the NFL season. And yeah, guys, that's all I got to say about that. And yeah, that's all I got to say. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys feel about my list. And like I said, I apologize for not keeping you guys updated for what's going on with the Giants. But yeah, Week One is about to happen. Oh boy. But yeah, guys, that's all I gotta say about that. Let me know how you guys feel about my list. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the Giants or more updates if there are any. I'll also keep you guys updated for more lists if I have any as well. Or if there's any questions or comments you guys have for me, you guys already know what to do. go down in the Q&A section on Spotify at my podcast called The Giants Nation. Giants Nation, just look up Giants Nation. But so far, that's all I have for you guys today. But until then, I'm out. Peace.